The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
What's good, everybody? Welcome in to the Early Edge in 5. More best bets for the night in sports. Of course, I am the coach, and this is your daily sports betting brand of record. It's a Monday, but here at the brand, we do things differently. You all know that. This is the end of our week. We start on Tuesdays. So let's bring in the stars of the show. You know them. You love them. We got the regulars here today. We got Frickin' Frack and also our main man from the NBA, Mikey B. Gentlemen, I hope you all had a wonderful weekend. All right, Speculator, let's bring in the nice guy for a minute before we alienate our entire fan base. All right, you've got your Speculator One, as I like to call it.
Oh, yes.
Yours, big boy, floor is yours.
All right, for the Speculator One today, we're going to go CJ McCollum over 20.5 points at -115. The Pelicans need any easy win they can get and to try and avoid the play-in. CJ McCollum's averaging 20.4 points in his last 15 games. So I think this is a pretty fair line. However, I'm going to take the over because he's returning to Portland. Always has a little extra on there. And plus, the Trailblazers defense ranks 27th in the league in defensive rating at 118.1 points per 100 possession. Lots of points, lots of them going to McCollum. That's why we're on the over today.
And there's a lot of people, you just went straight over their heads with all those numbers you just spit out, including my own. All I know is I'm going to play it like you told me. I'm just going to play it.
There you go. That's all you got to do.
All right. Now, let me look at my notes. Because with the weekend EC that you and I just had, Mikey B deserves the maestro spot. So would you like to go next or would you like me to go next?
I'll go next, Coach. I'll go next. I can't wait this long. Yeah. So we're all targeting this Blazers and Pelicans game. The Pelicans are -11. I actually looked at playing them tonight. They've absolutely crushed in their last four games, and the Blazers, I feel like, are tanking. But instead, I'm going to go a little off the radar here with Trey Murphy III over 20.5 points, rebounds, and assists at -125. Now, against the Clippers on Saturday, he went 10 of 12 from three-point range and had 32 points. When he played Portland earlier this month, he had 9 three-pointers and scored 41. His points, rebounds, and assists are only 20.5. He's hit 3 three-pointers in 11 out of 12 games this month. So that would cover almost half that. And he's attempted 8 three-pointers in 9 out of 12 this month. So basically, all he does is sit there and chuck threes. He averages between 2 and 4 rebounds per game and 1 to 2 assists per game. He scored 15 points in 9 of 12 games this month. I think he tops the 15-point mark, throws in a few rebounds and assists, and I think this one hits by at least 2 to 3 easy. And then I'm going to go with one now. Now, Prop Stars had something similar on the morning show. I just want to say that. But I'm rolling with Devin Booker over 40.5 points, rebounds, and assists at -120. Now, he's faced the Jazz twice this season. He's gone 27-11-7 and 49-8-10. He's also on fire in March, scored 30-plus in 9 of 12 games, and he has 30-plus in 7 of his last 8 against the Jazz. So that's why you should play Prop Stars bet. The reason you should also play my bet, he has 11 or more rebounds and assists in 6 of 12 March games. He has 11-plus rebounds and assists in 22 of the 47 games he's played this season, so almost 50%. But his last 4 against the Jazz, including 2 last year, averaging 9.5 rebounds and 7 assists. So that's flying over. So we probably won't need the 30-point mark to hit this over 40.5.
So basically, you're calling Prop Stars' pick crap and your pick good.
No, I said his pick is great, but we won't even need to hit his pick to hit ours.
Well, you just
his
said
pick is great.
You said you don't even need his pick. That's what you said.
Yeah, I think it's going to go. That's right. I think we're going to go above that, even if it doesn't hit 30 points.
Okay. Well, what would you say about the maestro? He's on Murphy's points only. For people who are a little scared about the rebounds and assists, he's on over 15.5. Would you say that Maestro's pick is bad too?
No, I think Maestro's, first of all, I did not say Prop's pick is bad. It's a great pick. But
really.
I like Maestro's pick too. I almost went with that, but I decided to go with the PRA because I like playing PRAs.
You like playing a lot of things. I do.
Just wait till baseball. Wait till you see what I play in baseball. Oh my God. Prop wise. No. Get ready because it's starting on Thursday.
You say prop wise?
No, props that I'm going to play props on
but you
Thursday.
Said prop life. Is that what you said?
No.
Oh, okay. Because Prop Stars has that copyrighted, by the way.
No, I would never. Prop Stars is great. I'm not trying to infringe on Prop Stars.
I feel like you are.
No, never.
One second. Just got a text. Oh, what a shock. He's watching the show right now. He says,
Proppy, I got you.
And I quote, dead to me. Oh, no. Snap. Now, we've got to move on. I can't deal with you all the time. Now, I've got one play today. Normally, lately, I've been letting my handicappers do the work, but I have a little FOMO. And you know my favorite bet is an under. Everybody knows that. Today, the Rockets, Knicks, under. Now, everybody thinks the Knicks are an over team. They are not. They just had some games where they've gone to the over. They're really an under team, and the Rockets are so inconsistent. You're going to give me 230. I'm thinking this one comes in around 212 or 213. I love the under at Madison Square Garden. We're also on the Knicks in the first quarter for the Maestro, -3.5. Mikey B, again, my apologies. You have to hang with juvenile delinquents. You, sir, are now up.
It's okay. I have two young children. I'm used to the squabbling. I have three NBA player props for tonight. I couldn't pick just two, so I got three. First, we're going to go to oldie but a goodie, Nikola Jokic, to record a triple-double at +126. You know the deal when he's at home. He's averaging 24.8 points, 12.9 rebounds, and 11.1 assists at home. And Bede was supposed to play in this game, but he's out with a calf injury. That means Paul Reed, Dwayne Dedman, and Montrezl Harrell will be trying to slow down Jokic. Good luck with that. So then we're going to go to another big name. We're going to go to the Mavericks Pacers. We'll do Luka Doncic over 31.5 points. -125. Now, he wasn't supposed to play in this game. He got his 16th technical foul of the season Sunday, which means a one-game suspension. That has been rescinded by the league. Lucky for the Mavericks, they really need him. They've fallen out of the play-in tournament. He scored at least 32 points in five of his last eight games. That included a 39-point performance against the same Pacers, who rank inside the top 10 in the league in pace of play and inside the bottom 10 in defensive rating. And now we got to go to another big man who's becoming a favorite of mine. For regards to his props, at least, is Jonas Valanciunas of the Pelicans against the Trailblazers over 11.5 rebounds at -106. He's averaging just over 15 rebounds over his last five games. He had at least 12 rebounds in all five of those games. Now, Jusuf Nurkić is out for the Trailblazers. Trenton Watford, he might also be out. He went down with an ankle injury yesterday. That means Valanciunas is going to have to battle with Drew Eubanks and a bunch of power forwards. That's trouble. Last time he played the Trailblazers, he only played 21 minutes, and he had 12 rebounds. So we'll top it off, Jonas Valanciunas over 11.5 rebounds.
You know, we really, Mikey B, need to start calling the Jokic triple-double the Mikey B. So if you're going to – yeah, Mikey
wow.
B.
Thank you. Yeah. It wasn't on my original, but, you know, I saw him B get ruled out. I said, we got to go back to the well here. Let's do it plus odds at home.
I played it on Saturday night, and they were up by too much against the Bucks and took him out. He came out like two rebounds short. I was so mad.
I love it when somebody plays it on social media like they haven't watched our show every single day and they act like it's true. Oh, Jokic! I'm like, we've been talking about it for 3 months. Mm-hmm. Correction. Mikey B's been talking about it for 3 months, and we have been tailing that. Now, little issue before we say goodbye today. You guys know me. Normally, I'll let everything ride in the chat. I'll let a lot of things pass in the chat, but not this. Oh, not this, boys. Rick, who is here for about every show. He always tags me on social media. Thought we were boys. Apparently we are not. Because Rick says, got it. Rockets, Knicks, over. Cash it. Hashtag fade coach.
Nice knowing you, Rick.
I don't like it. Yeah. Come on, Rick. I don't like it. Stay out of the
way and let coach go to work.
Grab your paper. Grab your pencil. Here is the recap. There is a line, and you just crossed it, Rick. EC, two props from the NBA. Trey Murphy, over 20.5 PRA, -125. The Devin Booker, over 40.5 PRA, -120. If you haven't seen the video on social media of Devin Booker surprising the young lady in the card shop from the former owners of the Sixers, it's awesome. Take a look at it today. Then the speculator, he brings it strong one pick at a time. And it always, well, almost always cashes. CJ McCollum, over 20 and a half points for that game that, according to EC, everybody is talking about the Pelicans and the Blazers. Apparently only Specty is, though. All right, Mikey B, three big plays today. We're going Jokic triple-double plus 126. Luka over 31 and a half points. He's going to have a big game tonight. I also personally played, if you're looking for another lean or another play out of that game, I like the first half over. It's around 122, 121. The Pacers are a terrific first half team. Then Jonas Valanciunas over 11 and a half rebounds, minus 106. And, oh, Ashby says the Booker video is great. So somebody did see it. Awesome. I'm going Rockets, Knicks, under 230. If you'd prefer to follow Rick, then you can do that every day.
By the way, Coach, Valanciunas is on the Pelicans. So Mikey, Spectre, and I all have something with the Pelicans in that game.
Thanks a lot, EC. Now the Trailblazers are going to play great.
No, they're not. They're tanking. They are tanking. We're going 3 for 3 with Pelicans.
Why do I feel like EC didn't know that until Chase said, 3 Pels players on the recap. Okay, okay.
That's why I said that.
Did you get it from the chat?
I did not get it from the chat.
Exactly. Don't act like it was your own. Don't act like it was your own. I'm fired up today. Rick's got me fired. Pelicans. No Pelicans.
Fly Pelicans.
All right. Do not forget, 3 big shows on Tuesday. Our morning show at 10 a.m. We've got our early wedge golf show, which we picked the outright winner last week. See, it did it again. Sam Burns plus 4,000. We encourage you to watch it live. And then this week on Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern time, we'll have our Major League Baseball Futures episode. You asked for it? We're going to give it to you. And then also, of course, Early Edge and 5 with these three idiots every single weekday. And I love this as much as anything. All right. With all that being said, there's only one thing left to do. And I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these N5 tickets straight to the pay window for my entire crew. Lobo! EC, the speculator, my man Mikey B, snake behind the scenes. I am the coach. Turn on your notifications. Every single time we start a show, you are notified. Laugh a little bit, learn a little bit. We grind for you so we can win with you right here at the Early Edge, where sometimes, yes, just sometimes, we do it in 5. Good luck.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. men's national team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast. And I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.